Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and today we're going to be looking at how data collection has changed in 2016, data use controversy and new international privacy laws. WhatsApp experienced user backlash in August when it began sharing user data with its owners, Facebook, in order to allow the company to communicate with businesses that matter to you. It came 2 years after Facebook promised to keep both sets of users separate. This controversy came in the same month that Facebook also released a list of all the data points it stored for each of its 1.8 billion users, including the value of their house and what car they drove. In response, an open letter was sent to WhatsApp from the data protection watchdogs of all 28 EU member states demanding that the app stopped sharing its data overseas. Facebook had been using the data for advertisement targeting. Ad blocking software saw a sharp increase across the world, with 2016 being the year that Norway became the first country to have more than half of its internet users use ad blocking software. 45% of French users and 44% of Indian users also use the software. Additionally, in order to fight the growth of ad blocking companies, major tech names began an attempt to ease users' concerns by launching their own software. Yandex developed its own system on Android called the Content Blocker API that uses AI technology and machine learning to filter out inefficient ads that a user consistently avoided. It was then followed by WhatsApp encrypting user calls and messages to avoid data being used without their permission. The European Union took a big role this year in changing the way international companies dealt with European citizens' data. A case which looked at the sharing of data between Facebook and WhatsApp concluded that all EU data had to stay within its borders, whilst Google has been subject to multiple similar cases around the world regarding its Android operating system. The operating system was accused of forcing manufacturers of devices that used Android to use Google apps. These multiple anti-competition charges were firmly denied by Google, saying that Android OS was a flexible platform that had a beneficial effect on the market by allowing competition to expand. However, the EU said the investigations were vital as 4 out of 5 smartphones sold today run on Android. The case is expected to conclude in 2017. In order to help users regain control over their personal information, it was made illegal for websites to have access to user data without their direct consent. The new General Data Protection Regulation will come into play in 2018, but has already been criticized by some marketers for bringing with it significant challenges. Stefan Loke, CEO of the World Federation of Advertisers, said that he was surprised that more marketers have not woken up to the implications and that they would affect companies who rely on third-party data due to their lack of a direct relationship with the public. However, online users have welcomed the new move, with it coming at a time when the world is experiencing a cluster of multiple hackings into systems containing consumer information from TalkTalk, Tesco, and more recently Yahoo, where an estimated 1 billion accounts were affected. Privacy organization PageFair said that the EU is finally bringing a standard of privacy to digital, preventing the arbitrary collection and exchange of personal data that's been going on for 20 years. Data law affected state use as well this year, after it was announced in November that a bill dubbed the Snoopers Charter was to be passed in the UK. The new controversial law means that internet and mobile phone companies in the country must now collect all users' browsing history and store the information for 12 months, which can be accessed by security services. The new bill joins new cybersecurity laws introduced by the Chinese government and recently proposed bills by the German government that suggest that access to these huge levels of user data has simply shifted from the hand of the world's largest tech companies to the governments around the world. And that's all from me today. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to check out our catch-up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.